It's Sunday the 24th of January, apparently. I can't quite believe where January has gone. That I began my guide dog training on the 8th, and it's now the 24th. That seems quite strange. Anyway, if I was still in sort of formal training, this would be day 17. Again, seems quite bizarre that I have now been with Gio, and Gio has been with me for all of that time. I haven't done a speaking type update for a few days, although I have done a number of recordings live, as it were. And I thought I would just do a little bit of a recap on where things are and how things feel. So the first day for which I didn't really do a proper update was Thursday, I think. So Wednesday was the day when I went and did some routes in Richmond on my own with Gio. I say some routes. We did the main circular route, which proved to be challenging at times and made me think that I probably needed to avoid parks and gardens a little bit for a while longer. On Thursday, I thought I would head into London and do, although it's not really a core route, it's one that I quite enjoy doing and certainly will walk bits of it fairly often, and that's along Thames Path from Vauxhall all the way to Tower Bridge. I think it's probably got to be about 2.5-3 miles, something like that. I'm not totally sure. It could be significantly shorter than that. But anyway, the walk was mostly good. Gio did some really excellent work, particularly on the bits that involved roads and crossings and that sort of thing, which really seems to be his cup of tea, particularly if it's busy and complicated, all the better. On the main, just sort of straight sections, well, the bit we'd done a few days before, which forms part of my route to work, he did very well. And also on some of the other sections, he performed very acceptably. The main difficulty came when we came to the South Bank Centre, where in the sort of Undercroft area, there is the space which is used by a number of skateboarders and roller skaters and the like. It makes quite a lot of noise. And I thought at the time that it would be sensible to stop and almost sort of desensitize him to it. You know, let him watch it, see there's nothing to worry about, nothing to get too excited about. But he very quickly became incredibly agitated and upset. I don't know really whether it was because he was unhappy about it and thought it dangerous. It wasn't. I mean, it's on the other side of a fence. Or whether it was more that it was lots of movement that he either didn't understand or wanted to be part of. He wanted to run or chase, and he couldn't do that. And he became very vocal tried to dash one way or the other a couple of times, and I ended up having to put the gentle leader back on him and try and get him away from there, whereupon he did calm down, to his credit, and we were able to continue the walk. So the rest of it, I mean, you know, I said it went acceptably. No, he was very good, actually. I think, actually, the number of errors or the number of significant distractions were fairly small in number. We even went across a little bit of the Millennium Bridge, which has quite a strange feeling underfoot, I think, for a dog, because it's sort of a metal mesh type construction, and so that their claws make this ding 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 sound as they walk across. There are other distractions like big groups of school children at various times, and some unexpected obstacles as well. And so he did really well on those. So we were both pretty tired at the end of that, got the tube back. But I think it was a successful walk. Friday, went out to meet Claire Randall, also of Audio Boo fame, to go and have a late lunch at Baltic, which is a restaurant on Blackfriars Bridge Road, which I've been meaning to go to for absolutely ages, literally years and years and years. It's a sort of Eastern European stroke Polish restaurant. Really good. Service was lovely, really welcoming with the dogs. The walks were fine. My only sort of concerns from the day, I suppose, were that on meeting Claire's guide dog, Ben, Gio initially growled slightly. It was quite a low, quiet growl. It wasn't really accompanied by any threatening behaviour, and his tail was wagging through a good amount of it, but it was slightly concerning that that was his initial reaction to another dog. I think that's something that I need to monitor. I don't think that it's to worry about too much at the moment, but if it were to continue, I think we'd need to be seeking help on that, or at least seeking views on what we should do. The walk itself, he did well. He was quite excited. It was in quite wet conditions, that was fine. It took us a little while to find the restaurant, walking up and down a bit of Blackfriars Bridge Road. It turned out to be virtually on the corner with the cut. Again, we got there. But my only other sort of concern was that in the restaurant, he was initially okay at lying down, but a couple of times he sat up and put his chin on the table, and that's totally unacceptable from my position. I cannot have a dog doing that when going out, because it frankly ruins not only my ability to go out to nice restaurants and places, but it potentially could stop restaurants where they aren't necessarily as signed up as others to the acceptance of guide dogs. It might stop them from feeling happy about doing it in the future. Luckily for us, Baltic were wonderful. The staff were really lovely and welcoming, and actually said how well behaved Gio was, really put me at my ease. But I was concerned about that, and it's something which we need to practice, I think. And then that takes me on to yesterday. I really didn't know what to do. I left it a bit too long before going out, and I wasn't sure where I wanted to go. I knew I didn't want to do any parks, and the problem is a lot of the nice walks around here involve parks, and certainly the walks that I would like to do from a sort of leisure perspective are wanders along the Thames Path and that sort of thing, which I don't really feel happy doing with Gio right this moment. I also needed to ensure that whatever walk I did, I had a reasonable sense of where I was going. And also, there were various bits of engineering works on the trains and tubes and things to deal with. So in the end, what I did was a circular walk to East Sheen and back, or Mortlake Station and back. It wasn't bad, I have to say. It gave plenty of opportunity for testing and reasserting the sort of desired curb behaviours. It meant going over part of my route to the doctor's, which I'd done with Becca a few days earlier. And certainly Gio was better on some of the points where he'd struggled before, like some overhanging branches and things. He did much better and kept me just about clear of them. And certainly, actually, on the return leg of the walk, he did exceptionally well. We did it at quite a good pace, and there were very few faults at all. I was happy with that. We did manage, I could say he walked me into, but I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt on this. I walked into a post. I walked into a wooden post outside a park. It was immediately preceded by Gio becoming extremely distracted. Now, I should say, I'd been trying to avoid walks with parks. I'd forgotten that that one was there. It's a very small one near Mortlake Station. So he was distracted immediately before. I checked him, told him to go forward. But I don't think it was almost in that sort of second or so before they click back into guiding when he's sort of coming back across and is perhaps we're not in the proper guiding position, and my right leg hit a small wooden post, and goodness, that hurt. Not quite as bad as my Sicily one, but I think I will have a bruise from it. But we also walked alongside lots of roads with lots of traffic. Anyway, roads with lots of traffic. And we had a level crossing. I was quite interested to see what he would do with the level crossing. I timed it so that we would get to it as the barriers went, so that we could practice stopping and see what he thought of the trains rushing past. He wasn't interested in the slightest, didn't care, looked anywhere but at the trains. So that was good in a sense. What it also told me, though, was that actually tactile protection for level crossings is poor. I know that one's there. I know I can check when the trains are coming. I know the frequency and that sort of thing. So that's not such a risk for that one, I think. I think with other ones, I would want to be slightly wary, slightly careful. Certainly there was nothing that indicated to the dog that he should stop, even though I was telling him to find the curb. I mean, there wasn't a curb exactly at all. I think there were some pretty worn down pedestrian crossing style tactiles. But apart from that, there was very little to indicate it. You know, I think it was safe us using it, particularly as we walked across immediately after the barriers went up. Again, that was deliberate, make sure that it was safe to go across. It was an interesting point anyway. So that was the last 3 days or so. I don't know when I'm going to get this uploaded, because I need to get ready now. Going over to see Paul and Claire and have Sunday lunch with them, and a chance for Gio to meet Ben again, and also Usher, guide dog. We will see how all of that goes. But I'm still feeling good with Gio. He's settling down a little calmer than he used to be. I think he's understanding that I don't want to play all of the time, but that when I do, that it's good fun. So I think things are pretty good.